Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, we come before you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this broadcast. Oh, my God, we pray that you come in and meet us here today. Pray that you will take control of this prayer, that you will have your way and let your will be done. Send thy word, send thine anointing, have thine own way in this service. We know you're able, Jesus. We are dependent on you today. There is no other help.
Let me get some of that prayer.
You are our help, O Lord. You are our strength, Jesus. We are looking to you, Lord. We pray that you will move in a mighty way. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God be there. Move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way. We need your help today, O Lord. We need you to come to our rescue. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Oh, my God, we give ourselves to thee. We want to live for you. We want to please you in every way. Move in our lives today. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Take blessed today, oh Lord. You know all about us. You know our every need. Oh my God, we need you to help us, oh Lord. While we're praying, we need you to touch us. While we're waiting, bless our souls. Send on strength. Send on healing. Send on deliverance, Lord. We need you, Jesus. And we know thou art a deliverer. We know you're a way maker. You're able, Jesus. We're dependent on you. You are our very best help. Move by your spirit. Take full control, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us right now, Lord. While we're waiting, bless us, oh Lord. Cause your face to shine upon us. Help us, Jesus. Oh my God, we're seeking to please you. Not our will, but let your will be done, Lord. We give ourselves to you, Lord. Oh my God, do the will of God to please you in every way, Lord. Jesus, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, walking in the prayer, looking to you and offering the finisher of our faith. Increase our faith, oh Lord. Give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Teach us how to contend for that faith, Lord. You said in your word, without faith, please you. In the name of Jesus, we want to please you, Lord. Oh, Lord, take away all doubt and all fear, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, to launch out into the deep, to take you at your word. Teach us to trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Lead us and guide us. Show us the way you would have us to go. Lead us in the path of righteousness. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God. Come to our rescue, oh, Lord. Bless us, Jesus. We need a blessing tonight, Lord. We need strength tonight. We need more power, Lord. Oh, my God, to do thy will and to speak thy words more boldly. Help us, Jesus, to take a firm stand upon your word. Help us, oh, Lord. Jesus, we need you, Jesus. We're praying, Lord. We're waiting. Jesus, move in a mighty way. We pray that you look on the souls of men, that you will save to the uttermost. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. We know thou art able. Convert the soul. Help somebody to repent of their sins and give their life to you. Help somebody on this broadcast, oh Lord. They may not know which way to go, but show them the way through your word. In the name of Jesus, help them to receive our word that their soul might live. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, I pray that you look on those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Somebody needs healing, Lord. And we know thou art a healer for both body and soul. Oh, my God. Have mercy tonight, Jesus.
Mercy.
Touch right now, Lord. Send on deliverance, oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Lift up the bowed down head. Encourage the soul. Somebody need encouragement tonight. Somebody need strength tonight. Somebody need healing, Lord. Heal tonight. Deliver, Jesus. Somebody want to please you. Somebody want to do your will in the name of Jesus. Somebody is speaking to do your will. Somebody in the name of Jesus. Somebody is waiting on you, Lord, for his deliverance. We know you got it.
Yes,
you can do it, Lord. You can do all things. Help us, Lord. Help us to take you at your word the more. Look on your people everywhere throughout the entire world. We want you to touch right now. Give
touch.
Them strength, oh Lord. Help them to stand. Encourage their soul. Lord. Help us to look to you and take you at your word. For your word is true. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
We pray, Lord, that you will heal those souls, those who are suffering right now, those who are hospitalized, those who need help right now, Lord. Jesus, touch their mind, touch their hearts, oh Lord. Touch
yes.
their souls. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver tonight, Lord. We know
deliver,
you can deliver. You're able, Lord. We're depending on you tonight. We're waiting. We're waiting,
Jesus.
Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my red spirit. Move, Lord.
Move.
Manifest yourself. Let somebody know that thou art real. Jesus, we want you to move, Lord. Look
yes,
on Lord, the four-toned cities. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of
suffering without a home, without food, in the name of Jesus, without
Jesus.
Water, oh my God, without shelter, have mercy on them, Lord.
Have mercy,
save them,
Jesus.
Lord. Save them, Lord. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're a merciful God. You're able to forgive. You're able to save. You're able
yes,
to deliver.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, you're
Amen.
The only one. Jesus, no other
Jesus.
Help we know, Lord. You are our friendly, present help. In the name of Jesus, help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. In the name
help,
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Your
Jesus. Help
Jesus.
Me, oh Lord. Have mercy tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be merciful, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, find the work of Satan. Cast them
right
out
now.
Tonight. Let your blood cover, oh God, and make them whole. Save, Lord. Save tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're dependent on you, Lord. You are our only hope. In the name of Jesus. Go with your people, O Lord. Stand by us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. And, O Lord, we want to be saved. Help us to be saved in the end. Help
yes,
us, Jesus, to make
help
this
us,
journey. Help us to hold out.
Help us.
Endure us to the end. We want to be saved. Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
oh, yes, Lord. Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help
us.
Help
us.
Help us.
Help us.
Yes, Lord.
Help us.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, help us to get in a hurry. Oh, I hope. Help us to pray, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to pour
Jesus.
Our hearts out unto you. Help us to cry unto you. Help us, Jesus, in the name
help
of
us,
Jesus.
In the
save
name
us
Jesus.
To the uttermost. Save
Jesus.
Us, O Lord. Help
Jesus.
Us, O Lord, to be part of your future. Help us, Jesus. We don't
help
want
us,
our souls to be lost. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. In the
first,
name
okay.
of Jesus, help
in the name
us,
of Jesus.
Help us to stand. Help us to make this journey, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, make a way out of no way. Open up a door, oh Lord. Satan, come to hinder. But we know you're able. We know that thou art a deliverer. And we know you can do everything. We are trusting in you, depending on you tonight. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit. Send thine anointing, oh Lord.
Full
control tonight. Let some soul be saved through this ministry. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to fall out with their ways. Jesus. Oh, my God,
Jesus.
I pray, Lord, that you on that soul that has deceived you. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you strengthen them, that you bless and keep them, and that you will sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Look on our families, our unsaved families. Touch them right now. Save them, oh Lord. Save them, Jesus. Help them to seek your faith. Help them to call on your name. In the name of Jesus. Break up the stony heart. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Help them to come to you. Jesus, we know you're able, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on the people everywhere. Every name has been on the prayer list. All those who are requesting prayer. Have mercy. Save, heal, forgive. Deliver. Lift every burden. Strengthen, oh Lord. Comfort the believer. In the name of Jesus, continue to have your way. Thank you to the uttermost. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus. Your will be done, not our will. Let our will perish.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Help us, oh Lord. We give ourselves to your will. In the name of Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. I know you're able, oh Lord. I know the power's in thy hand, and I know thou art a deliverer. I'm waiting on you. I'm looking to you. My faith looks up to thee, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, I pray that you'll go with us, that you will stand by us, that you will bless tonight, that you will sing your word, sing your anointing, and bless the speaker of the hour. In the name of Jesus. We pray that you look on everything.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have 30 seconds remaining.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. Help us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Help us to make this turn.
Lord, help us,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Help us, Lord.
Glory.
Help us, Lord.
Have your
and do your will and pray. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Clouds appear that you say it's going to rain. hallelujah, but you don't deserve the time that we're living in. Glory to God, we're living in the last days. Help us, Jesus. Help us to be ready in the name of Jesus. Jesus, help us to take you at your word. Help us tonight, oh Lord. Move them, Lord Jesus. Let your spirit prevail. Help us, Jesus. Make us what you want us to be. Help us, Jesus. Jesus, help your people. Help us, Jesus. Move, Lord. Find Satan and his work. Cast him out. He seeks to hinder. He don't want the will of God to be done. But God,
hold on.
You will have your way, and your will be done.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Help you. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, take us through every test and every trial. Oh, my God. We know that we have to suffer. We know that we have to be tried. But we know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us in these last days. Oh, my God, you're a way maker. You're a door opener. You know how to deliver the God music out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us make a way of escape. Oh, my God. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep our mind stayed on. Move every way that's not like you. Everything that is contrary to your will. Help us to stand on your word. Help us, Jesus, to continue in prayer. To pray without ceasing. You said men ought to always pray and not to faint. Help us, Jesus, to pray in everything. To pray always. To pray when we're going out. To pray when we're coming in. Help us to pray as we go through our daily day. Help us, Jesus, as we do our daily chores. Help us to pray, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to draw nigh unto thee. You said to draw nigh unto us. Help us. Help us, Jesus, to come to you, Lord, with a pure heart. Help us, Jesus, search our hearts and see if there be any wicked way in us. Take it out, oh Lord. Cleanse us and make us whole. Make us, Jesus, fix us the way you want us to be. Help us, Jesus. We want to be right. We want to be saved. We want to be pure in heart. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord, by your spirit. Take full control, oh Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover and let it bear. In the name of Jesus, save to the uttermost. We know you can do it. We believe your word today. I thank you for your word today. I thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for your touch. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord. Your name is worthy to be praised. I exalt your name, Lord. I give praise and honor to your name.
Thank you.
You are worthy, Lord. You're so worthy. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Your name is exalted above all names. It's the name of Jesus. Help us to tell them your goodness, to talk about you, Lord, to lift you up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and give your name the praise. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue to bless us. Continue to go with us. Continue to stand by us. And we will ever give your name the praise. In the name of Jesus, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the Spirit of the Lord taking over in the prayer. At this time, we're not going to go into any form or fashion, but we're going to go ahead and give the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. Thank God for his touch. Thank God for the outpouring of his Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for the spirit of prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Let's go to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, you can read along. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. I'm going to the book of St. Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 6, 23 through 26, 43 through 45. And the Bible reads, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, nor bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when ye go out of that city, take off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Verse 43, "And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered everyone at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But they understood not, and it was hid from them, that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying." Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the title of the message is Take Up Your Cross Every Day. And the theme is Follow Jesus Everywhere. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, I thank God for that prayer. I thank God for his touch. I just thank God for the moving of his Spirit, because he knows exactly what we need. And Lord knows this is praying time. We need to make sure of our salvation. We need to make sure that we have what we profess. And according to the scriptures, Jesus began to call his 12 disciples, and he gave them power and authority over all devils. None of the devils were left out, but every devil that they would encounter, God gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. We have a lot of diseases that are going rampant in the world and plaguing so many people, but the Lord, he gave power and authority. Praise be to God to cure diseases. He sent his disciples out to preach the kingdom of God, and he gave them that message. He told them what they ought to say, and not only preach the kingdom of God, but also heal the sick, Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. That's a big part of ministry. People are in need of healing, both naturally and spiritually. A lot of people are suffering right now spiritually because they need to be made whole. They need that healing. They need that deliverance, that restoration. They need to be made all over, hallelujah, because we have to be sure that we can be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But this is part of our denying ourselves. We have to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. We have much to give up. Every day we have to make a decision. And I tell you, the word of God has truly been coming because it's time now to make that decision to decide who we're going to serve. Oh, glory be to God. We have to decide whether we're going to serve God or not. There is no in-between. There's no serving part-time and something else, but either you're going to serve him or you're not. And we have to make up our minds and make this decision every day. Take up your cross daily. You have to deny yourself. You have to put aside your desires and things you want to do. Praise be to God, and take up that cross and follow Jesus. No matter where he leads, wherever he leads, just follow him, and he will not lead you wrong. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we have to be willing to make the sacrifice. We have to be willing to take one day at a time, because when the Lord comes, whatever state we're in, that's how we're going to remain. Now, thank God, hallelujah, as evangelists began to pray that prayer, she was crying out to the Lord and asking the Lord to help us, Lord, to be ready. Oh, glory to God. This is so serious. This is so important that we know the importance of taking up our cross daily and following after Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. We have to do a lot of denying of ourselves. This is an everyday decision. Every day we have to decide that we're going to follow Jesus. Because if you followed him all the way up to now, and you decide on tomorrow or the next few minutes that you're not going to follow him, whatever you did before is not going to even count. Glory be to God. And we have to follow him all the way. No throwing up hands or getting partway there. We have to go all the way. Oh, praise the Lord. You might not want to go everywhere the Lord is leading you, but humble yourself and deny yourself. Take up that cross and go anyway. Hallelujah. You'll be glad you did, because God's will must be done. We want the Lord to have his way. We want his will to be done in our lives. And he began to give his disciples this power and authority. And he sent them out to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. To heal the sick. And he let them know that they didn't have to take anything for their journey. They didn't need anything because he was right there with them. He was walking right with them and working along with them. Hallelujah, with the power and authority that he had vested in them. It was his 12 disciples that he gave this power to. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says he called his 12 disciples, those apostles that he called. He didn't call everyone, but he just called these 12, and he gave them that power and authority. And they went forth. They began to go into the towns and the villages, and they preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. They healed the sick. But he also let them know that the city that they entered into, if they didn't receive the word of God, if they didn't receive the message of Jesus Christ, that when they left that city to shake off the dust from their feet for a testimony against them, you to accept the word of God, those who kept hearing the word and decided not to accept Jesus, not to accept him and take up their cross, to them the dust of the disciples' feet would be left as a testimony against them that they refused to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. And even today, people are hearing the call of the Lord. They're hearing the message of the kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and many of them are refusing to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. They keep on going in a way of their own, but God has a testimony against you, hallelujah, to let you know you have no excuse in the end when you stand before God at the throne of judgment, when you're there and trying to make excuse saying that, well, I didn't know. You heard call of the Lord. You heard the preached word of God and the Lord reaching out to you and extending an invitation for you to come and surrender your life to him, to come and follow him wherever he leads you. Glory be to God. There be no excuse, but there will be a testimony against you in that day. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Like a sailor truth, we surely do need to pray more. We need to pray now more than ever before, because we are surely witnessing the signs of the time, the end times, the prophecy being fulfilled. Lord knows, and I don't want to be lost. Glory be to God. Don't go after these things in the world, because if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, it'll be so sad. Hallelujah. That none of these things down here can help you in the day of judgment. And no matter how much you accumulate, how much you gain in this life, when you leave here, none of these things can help you in the hereafter. Oh, glory to God. You can't take anything with you when you go. Everything is going to stay behind. But when you stand before God, nothing can help you then. No money, no friends, no family, no houses or land, cars, education, none of that will mean anything. Glory to God. So if you gain it all and lose your soul, it'll be so sad. Hallelujah. But now let's take one day at a time. Every day, take up that cross. Deny yourself and take up the cross and follow Jesus. Bear that burden of the cross. Give all your problems over to the Lord, and he will carry you through. The Lord will lift your burdens. He'll be there for you. Oh, glory to God. He'll stand there in front of you. He'll go ahead of you and prepare the way for you. So don't worry. Don't fret. Don't be afraid. Glory to God. Don't fear, because he might lead you in a place that you've never been before. He might lead you into unfamiliar territory. But deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him there. Oh, glory to God. And he promised that he will never leave you, neither will he forsake you, but he'll be right there every step of the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. And as I
just focus or reflect on these scriptures of how Jesus began to speak to his disciples, giving them message and sending them out to save lives, to save souls, to heal, to make people whole. Glory to God. And he's coming. He's coming back. So let us not be ashamed of his words. Let's not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Because if we are, he'll be ashamed of us in front of his Father. And when he comes in all his glory and in front of the holy angels, he'll be ashamed of us. Oh, praise be to God. But the people who were standing around, they saw the wonderful works of the Lord. They saw the mighty power of God. And they were so amazed because there was a man who had a son who was vexed with the devil. And Jesus cast out the unclean spirit. And all the people were amazed at the mighty power of God. But wow, they wondered, everyone, at all these things that Jesus did, he said unto his disciples. And knew this is key. He turned and said this to his disciples. He said, let these sayings sink down into your ears. Let it go all the way down into your ears so you can hear it. And he explained that the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. And they didn't understand what he was talking about at the time, and it was hid from them that they perceived it not. But they were afraid to ask Jesus about that saying. Nevertheless, it came to pass, and at the time when it happened, after Jesus had risen, that's when they understood what he meant. Glory be to God. But he wanted them to let these things sink down into their ears. So if you have an ear to hear, then hear what thus saith the Lord. If you hear the calling of the Lord Jesus, if you are willing to humble yourself and accept him as your personal Savior, hallelujah, to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him daily, he will come into your life. He will come in and he will save you. He will abide in you and with you. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody sang a song saying, yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me one day at a time. Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Glory, hallelujah. So this day, right now, while the blood is running warm in your vein, it's time to make that choice. It's time to decide on who you're going to serve for the rest of your life. Who are you going to serve? Glory, hallelujah. Make that decision right now before another day goes by. Because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But just think of this. While all these scriptures and prophecies are being fulfilled every single day, we see being fulfilled. One of these days will bring about the completion of the fulfilling of the scripture. Hallelujah. And we'll find ourselves in that moment and in that time when time will be no more. When it is declared that time is no more, and it is the end, what manner of individual ought we to be? Hallelujah. This is why it's so important that we continue to seek the Lord and We need to keep on praying unto God, calling upon the name of the Lord, making sure of our salvation. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we don't want to be lost in the end. We don't want to try to gain everything down here and be cast away. Oh, praise the Lord. That would be very sad. But let us get in a hurry and let's deny ourselves. Take up our cross every day and follow Jesus everywhere he leads. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us go to the Lord in prayer. And there may be someone who's listening right now who has already decided, today I'm going to accept Jesus as my personal Savior. Today I'm going to deny myself, take up my cross, and follow Jesus every day. Hallelujah. I'm going to follow him wherever he leads. Maybe you've made up your mind. And if so, all you have to do is just repent, acknowledge your wrongdoing before God, acknowledge the sins that you committed, and ask the Lord to forgive you. And he will have mercy, and he will forgive. And maybe there's somebody listening who is sick in their body and need a healing tonight. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God has the power, amen, and the authority to make you whole, completely whole, amen. And maybe there's somebody right now who needs more strength and power, who needs encouragement. The Lord is here for you to encourage your heart, to strengthen you, and to build you up. Whatever you need, God's got it, and he's waiting to give it to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever your situation, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us touch and agree in prayer and believe God together. As we put our minds on the Lord, let's go to the throne of grace and humble ourselves before the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, humbling ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for grace, Lord Jesus. We call on you right now, Lord. We need you to stop by just a little while, oh Lord. We are praying, God, that you touch somebody's heart tonight, that you'll forgive, Lord God, and blot out transgressions, wash away iniquities in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on that one who needs to have their soul saved, that one who has made up their mind, oh God, that they're going to accept you as their personal Savior. Oh God, have mercy on them and wash them, clean them up on the inside and on the outside, Lord God, and receive them and make them your own in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we call on you because somebody is in need of a breakthrough tonight, Lord. We are praying, God, that you will send forth the breakthrough this night. We believe you together, my God. Hallelujah. And we are taking you at your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you because somebody is in need of a healing. Their body is racked with pain, sickness, and disease. We ask right now, Lord, that you will make them whole, my God. Wow, we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, send your healing virtue and let it come down and make everyone whole from the soles of their feet to the crown of their head, all the way throughout their body. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Please, Jesus, work wonders right now, Lord, and work miracles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and help us to deny ourselves, to take up our cross daily and follow you. Oh, Lord, take us by the hand and walk by our side. Lead us, Lord Jesus, in the way you have us to go. Order our steps, my God, in your word. Keep us in your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord Jesus, on behalf of those who are on the prayer list and have their prayer petitions. Lord Jesus, we ask that you will grant every one of them and let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. Oh, blessed Savior, even those things, Lord, that may not be in your will, but allow it to be in your permissive will. Oh, blessed Savior, if it please you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, oh God, with those who are bereaved of their loved ones or close acquaintance or friends. Have mercy tonight, Jesus, and give them comfort and consolation. Jesus, we're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. So we can't make it without you, oh Lord. We can't do anything without you. We're just waiting down here, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Bless, Lord, while we're waiting. Touch while we're waiting, oh God. Save while we're waiting. Heal while we're waiting. In the name of Jesus, we know you have the power, and we're ever looking to you, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to fix it, Lord. Work it out, my God. Move in our homes, Lord Jesus. Move on the job, Lord God. Wherever we are, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Bless us while we're out, Lord, in the marketplace, downtown, wherever we are. Let the glory of God be revealed and let your powers be manifest in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord, to give glory and honor to your name in all that we do. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Lord, continue to bless your people everywhere, Lord God. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that we stand in need of. You made us, Lord. You know our names, oh God. You knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. You knew, oh God, Lord Jesus, you acquainted our grief, and we're asking for your help tonight. Lord, you know what's best for us. We don't know what's best for us, oh God, but you know, Lord, that you know us better than we know our own self. And we're praying, God, that you'll continue to bless us in the ministry. Lord God, we ask for your anointing. Let your anointing abide on us, Lord. Let your anointing remain with us. Anoint us in prayer, oh God. Anoint us in ministry, in whatever we do, Lord God, in laboring in your vineyard. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side, Lord God. Tear down the evil works in the name of Jesus. We know all power is in your hand, Lord. And if you speak it, my God, it shall be done, even according to your will. We believe it right now, Lord God, and we count it done, Lord Jesus. And anything that we did not call out in this prayer, Lord, you know about it. We ask that you'll remember, oh God, remember all prayer requests, everyone who has made a petition before you. We ask, God, that you will consider it and bring it to pass. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your touch. Thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit, oh God, for how you blessed us in the prayer already. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way evermore. And let your will be done. Oh, my God, we ask all these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we give you more thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord, for how you're blessing us right now. thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all things, Lord. We ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer in the name of the Lord. We pray, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Broadcast is in the hands of the host, Evangelist Khadija. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying, take up your cross every day and follow Jesus everywhere. It was aligned with that anointed prayer that Evangelist Maybelle began to pray, even asking God to help us to speak God's word and to do his will. And we don't have to be afraid. We have the power and the authority Jesus gave us to heal the sick and to cast out devils. And we have to take up our cross. Like the preacher began to say, you know, we all have a part in this ministry. And in order to
praise the Lord, it sounds like she got disconnected. But we just thank God for it. And Khadija, she'll call back in. But at this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the beautiful message coming to Evangelist Hameen, telling us to take up your, we must take up our cross and follow Jesus if we want to be saved. That's the only way we're going to make this journey. We got to follow
Amen.
Jesus. And I think, yeah. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for that message on the day. It even tied in with the prayer. And I didn't know what her message was, but God knows all about it. It's time for us to pray and to get in a hurry. The people of God, we got to get in a hurry. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that we are doing the will of God. Make sure we are trying our best, striving to be in the word of God. And there was a scripture that I was mentioning in the prayer, and it's from St. Luke, 11th chapter, I believe it is, and beginning with verse 54. St. Luke, the 12th chapter, and beginning with verse 54. And when he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, here cometh a shower, and so it is. That's what people say when they see the cloud coming up out of the west.
Yeah.
Straightway they say, here cometh a shower, and so it is. Mm-hmm. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. And then he said, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? So I tell you, we are living in the last days, and people are looking for a sign. But Jesus told them the only sign there was going to be was the sign of Jonas when he was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the well. Yes. And then he said, and so like the Son of Man, he's going to be 3 days in the earth. And that was the only sign at that time that they was going to see, because people want to see a sign. They want you to show them everything, but you got to live by faith, take God at his word, and believe that what God said is going to happen is going to happen.
Amen.
So I just thank the Lord. I just wanted to clarify that scripture, but we must, every child of God must take up their cross. And even if you're not a child of God, you still, in order to be saved, you got to pick up your cross and follow Jesus.
Amen.
And the Bible said, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. So that sums it all up right there. I just thank God for the word of God. Keep on preaching the word of God. Continue to let the Lord have his way. And God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. I somehow got cut off. But
yes.
That's also some things that I was saying that about the prayer being aligned with the word of God. And I tell you, that was a powerful prayer and a powerful word. And we, you know, in order to have part in the ministry, in order to be a disciple of Jesus, we have to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and make the decision to follow Jesus. I tell you, it seems as if the word has been saying this, you know, the preachers have been saying this, even Evangelist Martha, Evangelist Maybelle, you yourself, Tuesday, Wednesday, that about making a decision to follow Jesus.
Yes.
And this is what we have to do. It's time. Time is winding up. We don't have as much time as we once did. And, Evangelist, yes. I mean, you keep on preaching the word of God. Evangelist Maybelle, you keep doing the same thing. Keep on praying. Everybody be encouraged. If any clergy are on the line, any other clergy, anybody would like to give remarks, you are welcome. You can call our guest line. It's 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. I didn't get a chance to read the prayer list, but we're praying for all the souls that are on the prayer list. You know, when God takes over, you don't want to stand in the way. Just go ahead and let God have his way. And any ministers and evangelists, or if you have a testimony or you like to ask for prayer, you have a prayer request, songs you'd like to sing or scripture, you can definitely give us a call. If not, I'm going to turn the rest of the broadcast into the hands of evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful. And I tell you, my soul is stirred up because,
Lord,
you can just look at the signs and just see. You can kind of feel it in the air of the time, the times that we're living in. And it's so intense.
Amen.
And Lord knows I'm drawing closer and closer to the Lord. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to see nobody else lost. And I tell you, I'm just praying, and I'm encouraging you to just draw nigh to the Lord. Get close to the Lord. You think you're close. Just try to get even closer to him, because it's so important that we are found in the will of God when that day comes, when the last day, when it's our last day down here. We don't know, but we have an appointed time. We don't know how long, when it's going to happen, but just be ready. Just make sure you're ready.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I thank God again for the prayer. I thank God for every one of you who took the time to tune in to this show tonight. I pray that God has blessed you through this show, through this ministry. And I thank you for your prayers and for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to go after the Lord. Continue listening to the word of God. Amen. Keep seeking the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Calloway. Thank God for you tuning in, and we give you that space that you may go forth. God bless you.
God bless you. I apologize for getting on lateness of the hour, but I thank God for the word on tonight. And as your daughter was saying, that the different speakers been speaking of making a decision, and we are at that point. Time is winding, and we got to really get in a hurry to seek God the more and put ourselves in that place. And I thank God for your word on tonight. I'll be writing down notes and so forth. So I thank God for you, and I say to you, and Evangelist Maybelle, Evangelist Khadija, thank God for you. I'm praying for you, and pray for me. And pick up your cross every day. Follow Jesus everywhere. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the word. My wife also. Say thank God. I'm not bad. I'm going to put her on the phone if you don't mind. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. We pray to you. The word of God. I'm telling you, the word is going out there. I tell that word is the word. Amen. Keep doing what the Lord say do. Amen. I thank God because we can see the end of the time. As you say, you can almost fit. Amen. We praise and thank God for you. I encourage you to keep preaching that word. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, both of you. Amen.
Amen.
Teaming up and doing the work of the Lord, ministering before the Lord there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is
Pastor Gary Calloway and companion, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, who are pastor and assistant pastor at, I'm about to call it Holy Temple, but I know y'all is. Praise the Lord. At Deliverance Temple, Holiness Church of God, there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We thank God for you and for your prayers. And also thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and words. And if anyone else is on, you're also welcome to have remarks. Any other clergy before we close out? Anything additional, Evangelist May or Evangelist Khadijah?
Yes, I thank the Lord for Elder Calloway and Evangelist Calloway. I'm glad to hear your voices. And I thank the Lord for those remarks that you get, that the two of you have given. It's encouraging. And God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, God bless you.
If that be all, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. And we look forward to you tuning in with us the next time, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Until then, let us deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and for Jesus, follow him everywhere. God bless you, and good night.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless you.